Rest your hands in your lap. Maybe place your right hand over your left hand and connect your thumbs. And as you connect the circuits in your body, the electrical system in your body, focus on your breath. And start taking deep, long belly breaths. Filling your belly, your chest, your throat, your head with oxygen, pausing at the top and then releasing. Letting go and noticing that pause at the bottom of your exhale. And now gently start counting from 1 to 5 as you breathe in. And 1 to 5 as you breathe out. Beginning to circle your breath through your body. Paying attention to your first chakra, that base of foundation of security. And imagining sending down golden red roots from the base of your spine, from the soles of your feet, and even from every vertebrae of your body down, down, down into the earth. Allowing your roots to ground into Mother Earth, to dangle in her transformational fire, the core of the earth. And notice how with your long, conscious, soft inhale, you can draw the electromagnetic field of the earth up into your body. Allow it to flow in through your soles, up into your ankles, your calves, your shins. Gently drawing your breath and the electromagnetic healing field of the earth up into your knees. Releasing all rigidity and stubbornness, the need of being right. And choosing now to flow with that luxurious flow of life, synchronicity. Draw the golden red energy up into your hip joints. Allow the energy to soothe any inflammation, remove any calcification of your joints or bones, arteries or veins. And allow the energy to flow around your hips and into your second chakra. Noticing how your hips are so connected to with moving forward in life. So notice how your hip bones are like these flashlights guiding the path that you're about to walk. And imagine now in your mind gently walking up the path to your home. Gently, slowly, savoring every step. Moving closer and closer as you move up your chakras and up the path to the door of your house. Noticing warm yellow sunlight beaming, streaming out of the entrance door of your home, the place you know so well. And allow this beautiful yellow sunlight to flow into your third chakra, down into your second, down into your first, and remind you of that power, that innate power you carry within you. The power of your intuition, your connection to self, to spirit. And now take another deep breath in and bring the energy up into your heart as you open the front door of your home. Feel the love you have for your home. All those moments of sanctuary, of solitude, of peace, of regeneration, of connection, pleasure. And notice how your heart is opening up all the doors to love, As you allow beautiful green energy to flow through your physical heart, through the vortex of your heart, that big, beautiful energy field. Allow that love to flow through your home, in your mind, blessing the entrance, the place that you eat, the place that you wash and cleanse your body. Release. And now start drifting, drifting, drifting towards the bedroom, that place where you lay down your body every night. And allow this beautiful, soothing blue energy to start flowing into your throat chakra. Breathe it in. And send it down to your heart, feeling peaceful and calm. Maybe even saying to yourself, I know I am breathing in. I know I am breathing out. My body and mind are calm. I smile. I know this is the present moment. And I know this is a precious moment. And then notice how you are being invited to float even deeper inside of your bedroom and look around you. Notice this beautiful space you've created for yourself, and notice how on one wall of your bedroom there seems to be a portal, a door that is opening. Notice. And notice how out of that door and that wall in your bedroom, ultraviolet light is starting to stream into your third eye, calling you, allowing you to imagine this door opening and pulling you ever so gently closer and closer as you relax deeper and deeper, imagining traveling on this beam of light, cleansing, clearing, ultraviolet light, recalibrating your system as you now move into your light body, traveling with your light body on this ultraviolet beam of light. Now move through that portal, that door in your bedroom, and move out into the golden beam of light you sense. Golden, sparkling light, drawing you towards it, engulfing you in all its brilliance. Imagine breathing in this golden light through your crown chakra. As you start moving along the beam of light, drifting, moving up and up. It seems like an escalator of light leading you right into the center of the universe. Maybe you notice how stars and planets are around you, and you are in awe of the expansiveness of this space, between space. So follow that golden beam of light for the next 5 long seconds as you simply relax and drift, allowing your conscious mind and your ego to go to rest, to remain quiet so that you can have the experience that is best for you, your greatest sense of connection, the download of the most valuable resources, the insights and the information that are most helpful and effective for you. 5, drifting, floating, deeper and deeper. 4, relaxing so deep now that you can imagine feeling almost weightless. Noticing how your astral body is traveling with such ease, gliding through the center of the universe, approaching a portal now in the distance. 3, floating and drifting as effortless as a feather, weightless, worryless, completely in tune with your soul's mission, the connection to your highest self, who is guiding this process at all times, so you are safe. There's nothing you need to do other than to allow my voice to be your guide, to relax you now three even deeper. Two, notice how this portal of light is appearing even brighter in front of you. It almost seems as if there is a magnetic pull drawing you to this beautiful portal of light, where you see light beings welcoming you. One, you're at the portal now. Allow the light beings around you to take your hand and take you through the portal, floating, drifting, drifting, into your sanctuary, the place of your heart, the interdimensional galactic portal of that most powerful frequency inside of you, love. Allow yourself to find a comfortable place in your sanctuary of your heart. And allow these loving light beings and any guides and helpers that have appeared to you to do their work now, as they gently place their hands on your astral body, giving you healing, relief, comfort, and any insights or information that need to come to you in the most effortless way. Notice how your heart is beating in a harmonious, peaceful way. Notice how your body is recalibrating itself in all dimensions as you are giving yourself that love, that attention, that conscious awareness of being so present, that you now recall your mantra with your next breath in, I am. Exhale, love. I am eternal. I am infinite. And imagine that all that light that your astral body and all the bodies of your consciousness are now being blessed with, are filling up your aura. It's as if you're plugging into this superpower beyond electricity. It's the quantum field of infinite possibilities. So now focus your mind. Focus your mind. And say, even if I don't know how to receive the exact insight that I need right now, to solve my biggest challenge, to bring me the greatest sense of ease, even if I don't know how to do that now, all I do know is that it is so now. And I am fulfilled. I delete, delete, delete all conditioning and programming within my system and around me that could in any way affect me. And I download, download, download everything I need to be 100% aligned with this heart's mission of mine now, this goal, so that I can achieve it with grace, ease, and joy. And I now connect, connect, connect all parts of my being to the quantum field of unlimited possibilities to download and connect, connect everything that I need to the resources and skills that will allow me to experience a sense of flow and ease in life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it is. So it shall be, or something even better. Become aware of the energies of the light beings around you now as they are sending and pulsating their good wishes, their blessings, their love and healing to all parts of your body. Notice how stress and dis-ease is moving out of your body simply by you releasing it with your exhale. And with every inhale, bringing in everything you need, recalling your birthright for happiness, the birthright to pursue and find your joy in your most unique way, following your soul's mission, your heart's path, and your intuition that you are now supercharging. As you maybe notice how all your chakras are starting to vibrate. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, ultraviolet, and gold. Burning any karma that could hold you back and keep you tethered in the past. Allowing a deep sense of forgiveness to flow through you as you inside of yourself say, I forgive, I forgive, I am forgiven, I am forgiven. I forgive myself, I forgive myself. And then imagine that all the colors of the rainbow are starting to pulsate, not only in your chakras, but in the space between your cells, informing your cells of your new mission, to become the greatest and grandest version of you and to do what it takes every day, in every way, to stay on mission, your soul's mission. To become more and more tuned with your intuition and the guidance of the universe so that you may experience more love and ease in life, more abundance and health. So now allow out of that group of light beings one being to step closer up to you. One, two, three, allow this being now to appear to you in the way that is best for you and bring you a message. A color, a symbol, a word, a sentence. Anything that serves you and your highest good right now. Just allow the images and the information to bubble up from the depths of your unconscious mind, from the depths of the source of the universe, as you gratefully receive what you are being given. And allow that sense of gratitude to wash over you as you ask the question that is most pertinent in your mind. What is that most important question you would like to have answered? Is it, what do I need to do more of? Or is it, what do I need to do less of? Is there something I need to stop doing? Do you have questions about people in your life? Are there lessons that you haven't seen yet? Allow your guide to show you that greatest lesson, that blessing. And out of the quantum soup of infinite possibilities, that beautiful vortex of energy that seems like a stardust, a cloud of dust. Notice how in this sparkling cloud of dust now your solution, that information that is most helpful to you, is appearing now. Grasp it, allow it to come to you. And now ask any other question that you have. You can ask for healing, for relief, for an explanation. You can ask to cut karmic links if you feel connected to people that are no longer serving you and you have not yet got the lesson. Ask for the lesson. Cut the links. Imagine Archangel Michael coming to you now, a figure that means the same to you, and watch how his majestic sword is starting to free you of the cobwebs of the past, the cobwebs of lies and illusions. To cut you free so that you can see for your own eyes. You can see through the wisdom of your heart. You can recognize the nudges of your intuition. So at the count of three, you will notice how Archangel Michael is conducting a sword dance around you, cutting you free, burning the karma, setting you free to be your most grand expression of self. Where you can be all of who you are. Notice how your chakras are already feeling lighter as you bless your body, every chakra, every lesson, every teacher, everything in your life. And then notice how Archangel Michael is slowing down now. And maybe take a look into those loving eyes and notice this cooling, bright blue energy wrapping itself around you, giving you that cloak of protection to keep your space. To know that regardless of how small the physical space may be that you are in, you own your space, you hold your boundaries, you're clear to your values, you continue following what's right for you. No matter how much anyone can squeeze you, you stay true to you. Imagine that. And any time you feel insecure, you will remember this moment. Connect to your helpers. Connect back to this beautiful cloak of protection. And then inside of your mind, you shall repeat with your inhale, I am love. Exhale. I am eternal. I am infinite. And then with all that gratitude in your heart, you allow Archangel Michael to step aside and bring in your power animal. That animal that has chosen to serve you, if you wish to take him or her on upon their services right now in this life, to access that animalistic, forceful power in you to stay true to your mission, to fight for what you believe is right in the best and most loving way, to use your intuitive senses, your higher senses. Allow this power animal now to appear to you at the count of three. One, just relax. Two, allow your mind to get all soft and dreamy again. Imagine bathing in this quantum soup of possibilities. And three, which animal comes to you now? Notice their eyes. Notice the beating in their chests. And notice how an invisible strand of golden light is linking your heart with theirs, so that you can feel all the comfort, all the power, all the skills this animal has for you. And I invite you to ask your power animal any question you may have. No request is too silly. Ask. Ask and you shall be given. Do so now. And then notice how your power animal takes its place right at your side. And the next group of light beings that are making their appearance to you are your ancestors. Notice how a beautiful golden tribe is appearing in front of you now. Hundreds and hundreds of ancestors. Your father's lineage, your mother's lineage. Going back through the arc of time throughout all past lifetimes, notice the eyes, notice the familiarity of their frequency. And now notice how the first one in this golden tribe of loving energy is stepping up closer to you. And they are handing you a beautiful golden torch of light. Remember that Olympic flame? It's similar to that. Notice what yours looks like. And as they hand you the light, the torch of the family, this ancestor looks deeply into your eyes and touches your heart. As he or she says, this is now your time to shine. It's your time to move ahead and shine your light bright. Shine it bright. Show the world all of who you are, and allow love to be your guide. We are all here for you. We bless your path. We're so grateful to you that you are showing up to be courageous and brave and to walk forward fearlessly, relentlessly, and in such a graceful and loving way. We wish upon you great happiness and joy, abundance, health, anything you wish for. And we thank you for what you are doing. And as these words are muttered, you notice a warmth in your heart expanding as you're able to release all limiting ancestral patterns, all conditionings, anything that was passed down to you that is keeping you smaller than you should be. So allow this golden light of love and blessings to wash through your system, to cleanse your DNA. Thank your ancestors and give them any message you would like to say. Is there anything you would like to say to your ancestors? Imagine saying that now. Maybe there's an ancestor of yours that has passed away that you felt very connected to. Allow them to speak to you now. Ask any question you may have. Do so now. And now with your next deep breath in and out, allow your ancestors to retreat, to go back to where they are most safe and loved. And bring forth any past lives that still need some attention. If there are past lives that are having a very strong impact on your happiness and ability to be your quantum self, allow this past life now to be shown to you on a huge, gigantic projection screen. Imagine seeing that screen in front of that movie theater in your mind, or just knowing, getting information from a past life that still needs some love and forgiveness. And as you gather this information in your very own unique way that is best for you, notice how there's a sense of relief in your body for having become aware of a pattern that you might be repeating for many lifetimes now. Maybe it's the pattern of playing small. Maybe it's the pattern of having an inflated vision of yourself. Maybe it's the pattern of not being true to your word. Whatever pattern you have that feels limiting, look at this past life and realize it's just a pattern. So now, in the safety and the love of the universe, allow yourself to repeat your mantra and clear this past life now. Breathe in, I am. Exhale, love. Breathe in, I am. Exhale, eternal. Breathe in, I am. Exhale, infinite. And the moment you say the word infinite, you notice how a flash of light seems to be exploding right in the center of this beautiful space in the universe, clearing and cleansing that past life and rewiring that pattern inside of your mind. So now be focused, 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 and inside of your mind say, even if I don't know how to reprogram this limiting pattern, and then say what it is. That's the confirmation. All I do know is that it is so now, and I am fulfilled. I delete, delete, delete all attachment to this pattern, anything that could stop me from releasing and reprogramming my mind and system. And I download, download, download everything I need to now rewire my brain and system to the perfect empowering pattern that will help me align with my quantum self more and more. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it is, so it shall be, or something even better. And notice how your system is relaxing even more now. As you travel above your timeline to a specific day in the future that is most appropriate, where you know you have overcome that limiting pattern that you just worked on. One, start traveling and floating beyond the arc of time. Two, three, four, and five, be there now. Is it day or is it night? Are you inside or outside? Are you alone or with others? What are you doing right now? What are you feeling? What are you hearing in your mind? What are you seeing around you? What would it be like to have overcome that pattern? To have completely transformed that habit? And to now have this new empowering habit of being in your power, of staying true to yourself, being completely tuned into your intuition. Feel it in your body. Smell that smell of victory. Hear the sounds of success. And now see that image that you need to know and see to know that you can do this. See yourself doing it. Watch yourself waking up in the morning with a big smile on your face, feeling so grateful to be alive. And then going about your day doing what you love, being in that flow, feeling challenged just enough to know that you can use your skills and abilities to be so focused and immersed into what you love doing that time flies effortlessly. You create and manifest graciously. And then see yourself going to bed at night with a content smile on your face, having stayed true to your intentions, stayed in your power. And then with your next deep breath in, download all that you need into your DNA, into your cells, into every fiber of your being, and gently travel back along your timeline, bringing all the healing and help with you that you need. And at the count of five, you're going to be back in the here and now. At five, you will open your eyes, feel energized, vibrant, confident. One, imagine resting, traveling for a few long seconds. Two, integrating everything you learned, all the powerful transformation you created for yourself. Three, knowing that you have that unshakable faith as a resource to believe in yourself. Four, gently coming back into the here and now. Feeling the energy rise in your body. And five, open your eyes, stretch out, feel that rush of energy of knowing, I did it, I can do this. Be that victim.